It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. There are a lot of people in Iowa who are working to remake our food system, growing and buying food locally and supporting sustainable agriculture. The new nonprofit, Ag Arts, is designed to use the arts as a way to promote a healthy food system. One of the founders is Mary Swander, Iowa's poet laureate, playwright, and author, and she is with me now. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Charity. How are you?
Very good. And you've spent a lot of time over the last decade focusing on agriculture in your artwork with writing plays. What made you think that you wanted to found a nonprofit to make this something bigger?
Yeah. Well, Ag Arts actually arose out of the work that I was doing in drama, and I was writing plays that focused on agricultural issues. And then I was teaching at Iowa State, and Fred Kirschemann, who's a fellow at the Leopold Center, said, you know, it'd be really cool to have an organization that does just that, but, you know, broaden it to visual arts and photography, any other kinds of arts, literary arts. And so we started the group actually at Iowa State with students, and then I left there and wanted to widen it, broaden it. And I made it into, I got my 501c3 nonprofit status, and now I'm trying to widen it into a national group.
So why do you think the arts are an important piece of this puzzle? I mean, as I mentioned, there are a lot of people working really, really hard to create or recreate a food system in Iowa that's different than it has been for the last 50 years or so.
Right.
So why the arts?
Well, I found that the arts could open up a conversation about the issues that we have in agriculture in a different way than you would if you had a editorial or somebody giving you a speech. And you know, the arts are just more conducive for people to come together and in a more relaxed manner discuss these issues in a less polarized way. I've been traveling all over the United States with Farmscape, Vang, and Map of My Kingdom. And, you know, groups of people in the audience have very, very different stances toward these issues. But we can, after the play, we have talkbacks where we can discuss things in a civil manner without, you know, killing each other. And so I think it works. And then I also saw the arts at work in towns like Maquoketa, where the town people got together and they said, you know, we need to do something to help revitalize our town. And they focused on the arts. And it's
amazing. Really been a beautiful renaissance in Maquoketa.
It's great there. They have an art center that's a whole city block that has performing space, studio space, exhibition space, classroom space. So I thought, okay, you know, now it's part of economic development too.
You know, I interview a lot of farmers and a lot of people who work in agriculture. And I find in interviewing conventional farmers, sustainable farmers, organic farmers, that the farmers themselves have a lot more in common than they don't have in common. And for the most part, also get along pretty well with each other. But there is this divide in people who have very different ideas about what our food system should look like and what agriculture should look like in Iowa. And for a lot of people, I feel like their ideas about agriculture are intellectual. They're not founded in actual interaction with the earth or with farmers or with the environment. So do you feel like inviting artists to get to know their farmers, to be a part of agriculture, is that a way to bridge that divide?
That's exactly what we are trying to do. And we're now in the process of establishing farm-to-artist residencies. And artists will live on farms for 2 weeks to 6 months and get to know those issues, really get a sense of what it takes, you know, to work a farm. Because, as you say, it can be pretty abstract in their minds. And so we're starting that in September and bringing in two fabulous musicians, an accordion player and a flute player from Ireland. And they're going to be on the New Hope Farm south of Dubuque for the first 2 weeks of September. And we're working with the Community Foundation of Greater Dubuque to make that happen. And then they're going to compose a tune that would reflect the farm and agriculture, and it's kind of modeled after Dvorak's stay in Spillville, which we got 100 years of mileage out of.
Right. So. We're still working,
we're still working on that one. But, you know, that's exactly what I want to the artist to reconnect with agriculture. You know, most of the artists I know are maybe, they're now, they're 2-3 generations removed from the farm. And so it's like in their heads, but not really in their souls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you're out there doing the chores, you begin to see how really difficult it is to make a living that way, no matter if you're, you know, large farmer, small family farmer. It's a challenge.
Now, Mary, you personally, for a lot of reasons, ended up moving to a very rural part of the state.
Right.
And getting to know a lot of farmers around you. Do you feel like, are you trying to create that opportunity for other people to go through kind of the same experience you had?
In a shorter version.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a lifetime.
Yeah, I had total immersion
right.
in my experience. So we're creating these shorter versions and the residencies, and then we're setting up Ag Arts PFI, Practical Farmers of Iowa Field Day, where you can come for one day, anybody can come and experience a farm. Is first one is going to be August 25th. In the Maple Edge Farm near Malvern, Iowa, out by Omaha.
And how will Practical Farmers has a lot of field days. I mean, people could do that anyway.
Right.
How will an Ag Arts Practical Farmers field day be different from a regular field day?
On our field day, you're going to come and experience the arts. We're going to have a wonderful meal made by a Milk and Honey restaurant in Harland. And then we're going to have workshops in the arts, and we're going to put on my play Farmscape. So it'll be just a total arts day for a family, and we'll see, you know, what conversation starts to roll there.
So in thinking about setting up these artist-in-residency experiences, I guess I'm surprised in a way that you started with music. When you think about the things that, you know, whether it's visual arts or writing, mm-hmm. poetry or prose or fiction, I see agriculture working its way into those kinds of arts in mm-hmm. maybe an easier way. Why mm-hmm. music?
Oh, well, I thought, you know, it would be a little bit of a surprise. As you say, we think of the visual arts and you paint the landscape and so forth, or even, you know, my literary arts. But I thought it would be something, you know, a fun and tension getting. And also music brings together, you know, a different kind of audience. And it's an outing, and it's an area in that part of the state that's really attuned to that experience. So I wanted to have some excitement for the first residency, and I think we're going to have it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So when you started talking to people about Ag Arts, how hard is it to convince them that the arts should be an important part of what we're doing in agriculture
well,
right now?
Well, interestingly enough, people are just really starting to come on board. And, you know, at first, you know, when we originally started out at Iowa State, we went in to register our name, and they're like, Ag Arts, like Ag Biz? And we're like, yes, that's it. It's like Ag Biz, you know. So we have Ag and this and Ag and that and Ag and the other thing. But, you know, at least at Iowa State, they hadn't thought of Ag and Arts. But now I'm getting all sorts of responses. We're going to partner with Central College in Pella, Iowa. And they have a service learning program for their students, and so they're going to make Ag Arts part of their service learning department, and we're really excited about that. I have people that are really hot to organize a Ag Arts storytelling project around the state. I've got a fabulous filmmaker in Chicago who wants to come in and document food insecurity issues and base that around Storm Lake, Iowa. So, you know, my phone is ringing. And what I need is people to, you know, get off the phone and punch that donate button on my website. That would help. But it's www.agarts.org.
Have you heard from any people that have really surprised you that, you know, you thought, oh, it hadn't occurred to me that we could go in that direction?
Oh, I love this. I get calls all the time from farmers who have theater spaces in their barns. They, you know, farmers have some downtime in the winter, and lots of them like to tinker and fix things and fix up things. And they've, and you know, I have several who've created full, beautiful theaters in their own barns, and they said, "Yeah, I just need something to happen in it." You know, so they're, it's really neat. They're, you know, people are providing the spaces. There's so many interesting venues in the state where we could have things happen, if they're personal barns or community centers or, you know, churches. There's a lot of old churches that have been not abandoned, but closed down. We've performed in a lot of those. It's a pretty interesting venue.
Yeah, definitely. So where do you see the future? I mean, you need volunteers who can help you make all of these ideas happen.
Right. Right.
What's your vision?
The vision is to, you know, do some hard work, get some grants going, get some contributions from businesses or individuals. And then, you know, I want to really, really get it, Ag Arts, on a good foundation in the state of Iowa, and then begin to spread it around the country.
Do you think that I mean, obviously, you live in Iowa. Fred Kirschman lives in Iowa.
Right.
So that helps a lot. But do you think that there's something unique about Iowa that creates a place, is a space where something like this can grow?
Yeah, the thing about it is, when you get the perspective on it, of course, we're a key agricultural state. That's what we're about. But we've also been a key state in the arts. You know, this is the place where the first MFA, Master of Fine Arts degree, was established. We've got the Writers' Workshop. We have a wonderful visual art department at the university. All the we're full of great liberal arts colleges who have strong arts, literary, visual, other kinds. Now we have digital arts. You know, we're really, I think, very well equipped in both areas to put our energies into this project.
So when you get people to make this connection, and whether they're making music or writing something or performing in a play or writing a play, the artists are doing this work. But your goal with Ag Arts is to use these arts as a way to promote a healthy food system. So where's the action? What's the next step? How do you take these works of art and make change?
Yeah, I think we need to have forums, conferences. Every one of these residencies, I'd like to see people from the surrounding areas come and interact with the artists, have discussions, have these kinds of talkbacks where the people in the surrounding areas could get involved, come eat good food, enjoy that, see what these farms are about and how they. I know it's amazing to me, like when. There I was teaching at Iowa State, you know, Science and Agriculture University. And most of my students, when I started 30 years ago, were farm kids. And then, you know, 30 years later, they were that much removed from the farm. And they really, you know, I had to take my Farmscape class and show them what a, you know, most of them had never been on a farm. Not one student in that class that helped me write that play, Farmscape, had grown up on a farm, and a lot of them had never been on a farm.
Wow.
And I taught a food writing class, and I had the same issue. I took the students to a farm near Atlantic, Iowa, and they said, "Oh, geez, thank you. I've never been on a farm," and I don't think that's too uncommon. So. That's kind of interaction dialogue that we need to to promote.
So you've got artists giving you ideas for things they want to do.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to get farmers too.
That was my next question.
Yeah,
are you needing to hear from farmers?
Yeah, no, I hear from farmers. You know, I'm saying they're providing the venues. I've got half a dozen farmers who want to have residencies, and then I get these wonderful calls like, I would like to seed my grass waterway in wildflowers. Would that count as ag arts? I'm like, oh, that's great. They said, I think it would be really, really beautiful. And then we'd have the pollinators and everything, you know, going on while that was happening. And, you know, so the farmers are very artistic, too. And they're you know, they're very, very, very talented, inventive people. And I'd love to, you know, kind of turn them loose on what they could do themselves in terms of artistic projects.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Have you run into anybody who feels threatened by this idea?
I don't know what it is, but the arts often make people uncomfortable. And I think on the whole, you know, we're forging a good link from ag and arts, and that it will actually educate people on both sides, and some of those tensions will dissipate.
So you've got your field day coming up on August 25th.
Maple Edge Farm. That's John and Tina Bakehouse near Malvern, Iowa.
And then the first artist residency on a farm in Dubuque is coming up, what, in September?
First 2 weeks of September, and that's New Hope Farm. And we've got the musicians coming there. So those are... Oh, and then we actually do have something going on outside of Iowa. We have a residency starting at Liberty Hyde Bailey's homestead outside of Ithaca, New York. And so we have a writer who's going to live there for the summer. And Liberty Hyde Bailey was a really famous agrarian writer, horticulturist, brilliant kind of genius man.
Well, and we have to go, but I can't wait to see how this develops. Mary Swander, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ag Arts, you can find out more at agarts.org. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.